Sustaining it live with Rita Steele on 95BFM.
Rita Steele, are you there?
Kia ora, how are you?
Yeah, good. Now, this afternoon on Sustaining Alive, we're tackling a rather big one, also a rather scary one, Agent Orange, which was...
Yeah, and what the hell does it have to do with New Zealand?
Well, you tell us, Rita Steele. Where does Agent Orange fit in New Zealand?
Yeah, and it's just another one of these things where we go, how the hell did we get this, like, image of clean, green New Zealand when we've just got some real shockers? So prepare yourself for this one. So just so people know, Agent Orange was a herbicide or a defoliant, so basically kills the greenery of trees and then goes on to kill them, that was used during Vietnam. The idea behind it was to kill the rainforest cover so that they could see so that the Americans or the Allies, is that what they're called, I think, could see the enemy in the jungle so they couldn't hide. And during the Vietnam War, 7.7 million acres of forest was basically killed in the process. It's a highly toxic dioxin. So a dioxin is something that is carcinogenic just really the worst type of toxic, and also sticks around. So it's not just something that, you know, can be kind of degraded. It sticks around for a long time. And during the Vietnam War, 4 plus million people were exposed to it, leaving 3 million people with serious illnesses. And to this day, about 1 million people have ongoing health issues such as leukemia and Hodgkin's lymphoma and that kind of thing as a result of it. So it's also been termed an ecocide, by the way, the use of it during the Vietnam War. So I guess it's a pretty toxic substance, and it was kind of pretty well known to be a pretty toxic substance even at the time. So I guess the next question is, what the hell this has to do with New Zealand? So in the 1960s, right up until 1987, we were producing the stuff. So we supplied, we produced and exported it to America, sorry, for America to Vietnam, the Ivan and Watkins Down chemical plant in Taranaki. So I came across this because I used to go down there surfing a bit, and I just found this beautiful. As we leave the New Plymouth, for those of you that have been to New Plymouth, as you leave New Plymouth and you go around the coast, following the coast, just outside of New Plymouth, there's a beach called Back Beach, and there's a beautiful headland, which just looks amazing. Like the views are stunning, and I would say some of the best real estate in the country, and it's completely abandoned. And so at the time, I was in my early 20s, and I asked my then boyfriend, who was from Taranaki, what on earth that was there for and why it was all fenced off. And he said, you know, Agent Orange was produced there, and it's now shut down. And so I've known this for years. Okay, cool. I start researching it and realising that up until recently, it was actually completely denied that that's what it was used for, despite the entirety of Taranaki knowing that that's what was going on there. So for this show, I thought I'd do a little bit of digging. So basically what there was a campaign, a long-standing campaign to suppress that the evidence of what was actually behind those fences. It was denied up until this year, and like I say, the locals knew about it. There's been reports of back then locals surfing in Back Beach and knowing that it was pouring out of the wastewater outlet into the ocean, and they would always just kind of go, oh, it tastes a bit funny, and you know what it's like in the 60s and 70s. From all accounts, it was sort of a little bit of like, oh, that's a bit funny, but whatever. You know, even the staff at the time were saying that they just wore gloves and overalls, like they didn't know the extent of how bad it is. There was actually an explosion even in 1985 where raw dioxin was like spewed into the atmosphere. And just so you know, this is you inhale it, so it's not even like it's just about drinking it. It's just a very toxic chemical. And in 1990, the Resource Management Act, our old friend, that sounds super boring but is amazing, kicked in, and that required the site to be monitored for air quality. And so there's a little bit of data from there, and it's not great. So they then did a report in 2001 where the council detected dioxins well above New Zealand's drinking standards in the ground drinking water and also in the marine biota. But at the time said, no worries, it's only slightly elevated. And then 2008 Ministry of Health findings supported that these elevated levels were a major health issue and actually started sort of paying people out for their, you know, lymphoma and issues that they were having if they either worked at the plant or even if they didn't work at the plant. So they were just a residence in the area. So, and even, so what was it? It was both current and former residents were even eligible. So that goes to show how kind of toxic this chemical really is. So yeah, it's a pretty, so the soil and the groundwater is still contaminated and Taranaki does have one of the highest cases, above average cases of people dying of cancer as well. So it's a pretty nasty thing. The good news is, to everyone, finally this year, Dow, one of the chemical producers of the world, have bought the site back. I guess, you know, thank God this day and age of being woke has made them kind of go, hey, look, we do have a legacy issue in New Zealand, and even though, you know, we only partly own the company, we're sort of responsible. So they've bought it back, and they're actually going, they've admitted to it, and now they're actually going to, they've committed to cleaning it up this year. In July, they committed to it.
Do you know anything about how they might clean up a site like this, or is it just put a fence around it for 1,000 years?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what their strategy has been so far. It's just got this, you know, epic fence that goes for kilometres down the coastline, and then just left these buildings kind of, you know, if you're interested in anyone out there, just Google like Taranaki, Agent Orange location, and you'll see it's like this desolate kind of spooky looking area. It's crazy. No, I don't have no idea. They haven't released the plan. I'd say that this will be a decades-long process where they have to come up with a plan and then they have to get that plan signed off and then they'll have to do it. So, yeah, it's going to be huge. And it's, you know, it's permeated the soil. Like, I honestly don't even know how you clean up a dioxide. So, yeah, I mean, potentially concreting it could be the solution. So, yeah, I mean, watch this space, I guess, but I mean, on the upside, it's good that it's getting, you know, that they've acknowledged what happened there and they are, you know, going to clean it up. Very rarely they're all back at multi-corporate chemical company, but good on them for actually, you know, doing what's right. But we should probably hold that and them to that now.
Yes.
So, yeah, just a little bit of history of New Zealand's not so green, you know, clean green image, and also our role in what happened in Vietnam, because it's also pretty, from a moral standpoint, it's pretty horrific as well.
Yes, terrible.
And another shout-out for the RMA, because if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be having to monitor these areas. And you would hope that now this stuff just doesn't happen.
Yes.
Or we have new chemicals that we don't know the problems with until 30 years down the track. And that's why precaution, like science says, precautionary. If you don't know all the facts, precaution is the way forward. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we don't practice that, which is a bit of a shame.
Crazy. Hey, Rita Steele. Thank you for an interesting edition of Sustaining Your Life. We'll look forward to chatting in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Cheers, mate. Bye.
That was Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.